sharing the love of Christ through music. It's House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church, riversideministries.com. I'm Paul Miller, and welcome to this Father's Day edition of House of Praise.
I just read where Congress passed new legislation to help fund the costs of our kids' education. The cancer rate's down, the crime rate is rising. The Mets won 6-0. Man, that game was exciting. The Dow Jones is up, and the forecast is clear. And the healthcare concerns are the focus this year. But the really big news is my little boy Mike just learned how to ride his blue two-wheel bike. The really big news is the weekend is free, so we're planning a picnic with the whole family. Buy new ballet shoes. I know what's important in my world today, 'cause I know the really big news. That actress, the one with the problems, remember? Her trial comes up in, I think it's December. GM sales rose, 'cause consumers were loyal, and the farmers fear flooding might damage the soil. The Pope visits Spain, and the sheriff, he resigns. And the last time I checked, all the bulls were behind. But the really big news is my little boy Mike just learned how to ride his blue two-wheel bike. The really big news is the weekend is free, so we're planning a picnic with the whole family. Important in my world today, 'cause I know the really big news. And when Maddie says, "Daddy, come out and play," oh, there's no way, no way I can refuse. I still read the paper, especially the sports. Oh, but I know the really big news.
Max Licato writes, "When I was 7, I ran away from home. I'd had enough of my father's rules. I could make it on my own, thank you very much. I didn't get far. At the end of the alley, I remembered I was hungry, so I went back home. Did my dad know of my insurrection? Fathers usually do. Was I still his son? Apparently so. If you'd ask my father, 'Mr. Licato, your son says he has no need of a father. Do you still consider him your son?' What do you think my dad would have said? I don't have to guess at his answer. His commitment to me was far greater than my commitment to him. So is God's. I can count on him to be in my corner no matter how I perform, and you can too."
Oh, I've heard good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, when I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers.
Father, we acknowledge your perfect loving kindness to us. And we are not. We are imperfect in our loving attitudes to others, especially to our children and those that we love. We fail often, but Father, would you give us what we need to be leaders and be fathers and mothers that honor you and lift up our children.
Bikes and a football in the driveway. Couple of cap guns dropped on the front porch. Matchbox cars and skateboards in the kitchen. Green army men piled by the bedroom door. I stepped across a catcher's mitt and leaned in to kiss my. Both smiled and laughed about all the stuff of life. Gotta write a check for next week's field trip. One for this year's fifth new pair of tennis shoes. We just found that one is needing glasses. The other's braces. Go on in a month or two. surprise. Such are the times that we live in, for all the stuff of life. More than all these things, I want to give them all that I work so hard to provide. That is what's inside. May they have peace no matter what. I love them. May it give me strength in these uncertain days. May they have dreams that fill their lives with purpose, full of joy and hope from living life with faith. But most of all, may their hearts burn with passion to serve Christ. 'Cause more than all these other things, that's the stuff of life. But most of all, may their hearts burn with passion to serve Christ. 'Cause more than all these other things, that's the stuff of life. That's the stuff of life.
Whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children, it will be a refuge. Okay, all you fathers out there, this is a tough job, you know. So we need all the help we can get. So ask your good, good father to give you what you need. House of Praise Radio is a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church, RiversideMinistries.com. I'm Paul Miller. See you next time.
We're in Father's house. We are not alone. We're in Father's house. Make yourself at home. The blessing table spread, there's plenty to go around. We're all family here, we're in Father's house.
Just inside the door, you can hear sounds, joy and laughter rings, peace and love abounds. Feel the warm embrace as He draws you near. This is His dwelling place. You
to go around.